Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. A Washakie County man has become the latest victim of the coronavirus, making him the 12th Wyoming resident to succumb to the disease. He was a resident of a long-term care facility, identified earlier as experiencing a COVID-19 outbreak. Testing so far has identified 5 cases among facility staff and 6 cases among residents. There now have been 608 lab-confirmed cases and 193 probable cases reported so far among Wyoming residents, along with 546 recoveries. In other COVID news, Governor Mark Gordon signed 3 bills passed in special session designed to help Wyoming business cope with the disaster. Yellowstone National Park has opened its eastern entrance, and the parks are seeing brisk business. The Park County Fair has announced this year's event will be scaled back dramatically, excluding all grandstand events, the Midway, and the Carnival, instead focusing on the youth livestock sale and other judged events. High school across the state are planning alternative graduation ceremonies. Powell will be holding a drive-in graduation this Sunday at 2. It will be broadcast live on KPOW. The Casper Police Department says that a suspect involved in a chase from Converse County was arrested after crossing into Natrona County. The police say that the arrest was part of a joint effort between themselves and the Converse County Sheriff's Office. Mark Waite of Casper was arrested in the incident. He was booked into jail on recommended felony charges of possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver and possession of a controlled substance. In addition, he was also recommended for 7 misdemeanor charges, including driving while under the influence and attempting to elude. The incident happened at approximately 8 p.m. on Tuesday, May 19th. The suspect, who reportedly failed to yield to Converse County Sheriff's deputies, made his way into Natrona County, at which time the Casper PD says they assisted in safely bringing the pursuit to an end. Over 7 ounces of marijuana was found in the vehicle, as well as open alcoholic beverages. After obtaining a search warrant for the home, officers say they also found drugs and drug paraphernalia. After his arrest, it was discovered that Waite had a suspended driver's license and over a dozen DUI convictions.
Agriculture and weed burning are common in the spring, and each spring, more than a few of these burns roar out of control. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Many times, calm mornings turn windy in the afternoon. Then there's the low-hanging smoke, which limits the ability of highway drivers to see. These burns destroy state property, including fencing, signposts, and guardrail, and power poles and utilities, compromising highway safety. If you're going to burn, please learn. Contact the National Weather Service for up-to-date weather forecasts by calling 1-800-211-1448.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Pal, Ace has everything to get your spring project started outside and inside your home. Pick up rakes, work gloves, and lawn leaf bags. Don't forget paintbrushes and paint. Pal Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Eric Prince, a Park County resident and founder of the controversial private military firm Blackwater, is suing a national news organization in federal court in Wyoming after it published an article accusing him of soliciting contracts from a military contractor tied to the Kremlin. The article, published by The Intercept on April 13th, alleged that the former Navy SEAL met with a top official of Russia's Wagner Group to offer mercenary services to the company's operations, supporting Russian government-backed forces in Libya and Mozambique. If the deal had gone through, the article claimed, it would effectively have set Prince up as a subcontractor of the Russian government. Attorneys for Prince, who is the brother of Department of Education Director Betsy DeVos and has his own ties to the Trump administration, vehemently denied the claims in a defamation lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court, calling the allegations a corporate scheme to discredit him in efforts to boost The Intercept's readership, gain notoriety, and profit at Prince's expense.
The lawsuit further alleges that The Intercept acted with actual malice, a key piece of defamation accusations, in publishing the story, the premise of which was based on allegations from two anonymous sources, the actual existence of whom is questioned in the lawsuit. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.